Reserve hearing for Curtis Bishop, ADC number 045563. Mr. Bishop waived his right to appear at this hearing, so open in absentia. Mr. Bishop is 56 years old, and he is serving a life sentence for first degree murder, which began December 8, 1980. He became parole eligible on September 26, 2009, and has been before the board seven times, and all were denied. He was certified for this hearing for the record for home blast or alcohol discharge on August 1st, 2018. While serving this sentence, Mr. Bishop expired 2 6-year sentences for trafficking and stolen property. Mr. Bishop had several encounters with the criminal justice system while a juvenile in Colorado, but nothing really notable, runaway and some malicious mischief, those sort of things. He had no previous adult criminal record. The offense, he was on a property, it was called Vision Quest. It was a juvenile residential halfway house. He armed himself with a knife and went to the residence of the victim, who was an employee of Vision Quest, and lived on the property. Mr. Bishop appeared to the window of the victim's cottage and entered it, immediately stabbing her with a knife using a two-pronged fork from the victim's kitchen. Mr. Bishop continued stabbing her in the anal and vaginal areas of her body, attempting sexual intercourse before fleeing with cash and cigarettes. That information was from the Pima County pre-sentence report. He fled after that and was subsequently arrested and convicted. Mr. Bishop looked through the appeal process, and although the conviction and sentencing was basically upheld, it was more or less put on hold for remanded for a competency hearing, which he was found to be competent to handle all this. He did take a plea agreement to avoid the death sentence. He has not had any discipline since 2006, but it was noted that in 2006 that was for refusing programming or working, and he hasn't done anything to work since. There are no support letters or victims or representatives for him from the community or his family. There are several letters from the victims, and there is an opposition letter from the Pima County Attorney's Office, which is dated July 14, 2017. One of the things that should be noted about Mr. Bishop, he said that he's dangerous and that he shouldn't be allowed into an open area or into the general population unless he is completely shackled with an ankles. He feels that that's a necessity. I did not see anything that anybody in authority agrees with that. But based on all the information in this packet, I'm inclined to deny Mr. Bishop any type of release or movement in any sentences. Unless we discuss committing my full board member. No discussion in that case. I am going to move to deny Mr. Curtis in Bishop ADC number 45563 to deny revenue control, home arrest, or absolute discharge at this time. Due to the date of the crime, there's no longer set off. And that would be my motion.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Woodenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. And the reasons would be that it was a serious and violent offense, it was loss of human life, it was serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. Based on the way it happened, I would consider the amount of time that was spent with the victim harassment. I think he means close vision, his lack of programming, and poor release plan. No family community support, unless there's something else that one of my fellow board members would like to have added to this. We'll see him in our hearing. Thank you very much.